Monday's date, September 9th, marked exactly 70 years from the day when North Korea was founded. Though its formal name is the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, it is a communist state controlled by one central party. It's also a military state whose young men and women are required to serve in the armed forces for several years, starting at age 17. North Korea has spent tremendous amounts of its money on defense, though its industrial and power sectors have struggled and its people have suffered through widespread shortages of food. The nation celebrated its history yesterday with a military parade. It was its first show of military strength since North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and U.S. President Donald Trump made history with a face-to-face meeting in June. But the journalists invited to attend yesterday's event noticed a couple major differences between it and the parades that the country has held in the past, and those changes may be related to that summer meeting.
North Korea's military parade to celebrate its 70th founding anniversary left no doubt that this is still a military state. It has a standing army of more than 1 million, and there were thousands of soldiers marching here along Kim Il-sung Square. But one dramatic difference that I've seen this parade versus the previous parades that I've seen in this very square, the nuclear program was not included. You didn't see the nuclear symbol, and you certainly did not see the intercontinental ballistic missiles that are believed to pose a threat to the mainland United States. Those were kept away. The focus was on the soldiers themselves. Kim Jong-un, the North Korean leader, did not give a speech, but his right-hand man, Kim Jong-nam, did speak. And one thing that he said that I thought was particularly striking, he told soldiers they need to be prepared to fight a war, but they also need to be prepared simultaneously to fight an economic battle, to build things like roads and bridges and buildings to grow this country's economy, something that Kim Jong-un has said is his priority moving forward, something that he hopes the United States will be able to help with as he continues to work towards diplomacy with President Trump.